It was Election Day yesterday, and unofficial results for many races are in. All three statewide ballot measures were defeated by about 10 points or more. Voters rejected Proposition 119 that would have increased the tax rate on recreational marijuana and used the new money to fund after-school programs and tutoring for underserved youth. Also rejected was Proposition 120 to reduce property tax rates across the state, and Amendment 78, which would have changed the current process that allows some funds the state receives not to go through the standard legislative process, was also defeated. In local races, as of early this morning, the tally in the race for Boulder City Council shows Mark Wallach, Tara Weiner, Michael Christie, Matt Benjamin, and Nicole Spear holding leads. Also on the ballot in Boulder was the Bedrooms Are for People measure, question 300, and latest results show it failing with about 58% opposed. Ballot measure 302 that would have required a vote on the annexation of the 308-acre CU South property is also trailing. In unofficial results in Denver, voters have rejected a bond measure to build a 10,000-seat arena and renovate an existing structure on the National Western Complex. While Mayor Michael Hancock had urged support for the project, it faced grassroots opposition, which called the plans half-baked and pointed to studies showing it might never be profitable. But other improvement projects in Denver were approved. A ballot measure to build new libraries and update the Botanic Gardens passed, as did projects for homeless shelters and housing, funding for transportation projects, and parks. And in more Denver results, voters did not repeal a group living ordinance that increases the number of unrelated adults who can live together to 5. In early results, Denver voters also rejected a measure that would have made the city's camping ban more strict. In Denver school board elections, candidates backed by the teachers union were in the lead as of late last night. Chalkbeat Colorado reports that if those four candidates win, then the Denver board would be the first in recent history in which all members would be backed by the union. In the city of Aurora, conservative candidates appear to be taking the lead in most city council races. However, the Sentinel reports that that's not the case in school board elections for Arapahoe and Cherry Creek districts. The count for mayor in Longmont is quite close as of early this morning. The county clerk's office showed that Tim Waters was leading Joan Peck by less than 1%. In the race for the Longmont Council, incumbent Aaron Rodriguez looks to have won another term as a council person at large, with Shakita Yarborough holding a slim lead for the second at-large seat over Sean McCoy. In other news, Colorado now has the fifth highest COVID-19 rate in the country. About 1 in 50 residents are contagious with the disease, and the number of hospitalizations is over 1,200, the most since December last year. Governor Jared Polis said that the patience of most Coloradans is wearing very thin about why they should have to continue wearing masks just to protect the 20% of folks who haven't been vaccinated. The Colorado Sun reports that the governor all but ruled out issuing a new statewide mask mandate to curb the rising infections and hospitalizations. Since July, the daily rate of infections in the state has grown about 600%, with about 2,600 new cases per day. Colorado has asked for emergency teams from the federal government to fill shortages at hospitals. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment ordered hospitals to temporarily halt cosmetic surgeries, and some have delayed all but emergency procedures. The Boulder County Commissioners unanimously approved a settlement with Denver Water that will allow the expansion of Gross Reservoir in the county. According to the Colorado Sun, the commissioners said they were heartsick over the destruction that the project will cause for neighbors and open lands. However, county attorneys had advised them that federal laws preempt county planning process because the existing dam has a hydroelectric generator. The attorneys said that the county would lose the pending suit filed by Denver, alleging the county was delaying the process, and Denver would withdraw its mitigation offer if the commissioners did not approve it. The commissioners took action after a $10 million mitigation deal was increased by $2.5 million to soften the impacts of construction. The Denver Water Board could approve the $12.5 million deal today. In today's weather, sunny skies return with highs in the upper 50s and an overnight low of about 35. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with the highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's about 34 along the Front Range. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.